I'm John Baxter. This is Friends of History Debating Society welcoming Devin Nunes, Congressman Devin Nunes representing the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system, now in the second year of a severe drought. Congressman Nunes is the author of Countdown to Socialism. It's available as a Kindle, as an audiobook, easily recommended, and as a paperback. We begin, however, with the breaking news about California and water. There's a worldwide drought. This is the Los Angeles Times in these last hours. As California endures an increasingly brutal second year of drought, state water regulators are considering an emergency order that would bar thousands of Central Valley farmers from using stream and river water to irrigate their crops. The State Water Resources Control Board released a draft, quote, emergency curtailment order for the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta watershed. The measure, which was first reported by the Sacramento Bee, would bar some water rights holders from diverting surface water for agriculture and other purposes. Devin, a very good evening to you. The old saying in the West is the new saying in the West. Whiskey's for drinking and water's for fighting. What is going on, Devin? Good evening to you.
Well, thanks, John. That was an old saying, and that was in areas that really were a desert. Fortunately for California and the San Joaquin Valley specifically, we sit right below the majestic Sierra Nevada mountain range. And what we always had was we actually would have floods in the spring. And when I'm talking about we, this means 100-plus years ago when California was being settled, when people like my grandparents were there. And what would happen is they decided, they slowly figured out to build dams for flood control. And then they figured out if they built these big giant aqueducts, you could actually pump water into these aqueducts and move the water all over the state. So that project was completed in the 1960s. And all through the 60s and 70s and 80s, we never had a water shortage in the San Joaquin Valley. Every acre was farmed pretty much every year. And there was plenty of growth. So what slowly happened over the years is that water system is still in place. It still sits there, but it sits there idle a lot of the time. And so water wastes out to the ocean. And the key with this is to have 2 years of drought, they're running around like the old line of, oh, my God, there's gambling in Casablanca. But we have these beautiful trees that are also up in the Sierra Nevada mountain range, giant sequoias. You may have heard of them, John. They live to be thousands of years old. Some of the oldest ones are over 2,000 years old. Well, with that, some of the smart founding fathers who were following the science went in, and you can study the trees to determine drought years. And what they determined was it was pretty unusual, but every so often you would have a long drought, and that would get up to 5 years. There was no scientific evidence of any major drought beyond 5 years. And then, of course, on the other side of that, you would have really wet years sometimes. So they designed the system, they designed the storage projects and the pumping systems and the piping systems that move the water all around. They designed it to withstand 5 years of drought, following the science. But then we had an act passed by Congress in the 70s called the Endangered Species Act. Then you had all the radical green groups, Sierra Club, NRDC, you've heard of all of them. They really got their start in San Francisco, and the San Joaquin Valley farmers were the first target. And they used the court system to slowly curtail the water deliveries. And what they did, what Obama did back in the early 2000s is he kind of put the death nail in by cutting off so much water that it started to idle hundreds of thousands of acres and also began to impact Southern California and parts of the coast and parts of Silicon Valley. Because, John, California is a desert. So if you're in Los Angeles, it's a desert. If you're on the San Francisco Bay Peninsula, it's a desert. And, you know, we don't get rain. We're a Mediterranean climate, so it stops raining in March, April, and we don't see rain again normally till October or November. So in the San Joaquin Valley, of course, you know, the water would be, you know, usually pretty flush all the way through the summer. You could at least get one crop, but the water system made it really work, and it made the valley bloom. So because of the Endangered Species Act, because of the lawsuits, and because of fake and phony science, we've been living under this regime where these pumping stations simply just sit idle and don't run most of the time, John. Last week I went through, I think I talked about it last week a little bit. I was talking about the horrible roads in the San Joaquin Valley, but I drove along the west side, and it's so sad to see some of the deepest, well, not, I shouldn't say some of, it's the most fertile farmland in the world. It's very deep soils. There's about just very unusual because it's deep soil and it's all the same soil and it's perfectly flat. When I was a kid, my family actually didn't farm on the west side of the valley. We were on the east side of the valley, and we were always jealous of that farmland because sometimes on the east side, you would have sand streaks and little patches here and there that just weren't as fertile. But the most fertile farm ground was on the west side. And I drove through that last week, John, along Interstate 5, right along that aqueduct. And, there's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of acres that are idle. And it's really sad to see. So this is why I say it's a man-made drought caused by radical left-wing policies that were brought on, when the San Joaquin Valley was the guinea pig for these radical environmental groups. And the courts who sided with them, misinterpreting laws that were originally intended to protect the environment, are now being done to just starve people of water. So when you read that in the LA Times or McClatchy, they've always been advocating cutting off water to these farms. Matter of fact, and I'll just tell this final story. When I first ran for Congress, John, at the time, I was really one of the reasons I ran. It was the reason I ran was because of these water policies. It's why I got involved in politics. And so I thought that I would sit down and listen at the time to many of these environmental groups. And I'll never forget, I had a meeting on a hot day in the summertime in Fresno, and sat out, and these environmental groups brought all these maps, and they told me that I needed to get with the program because they drew a big circle on the map of all the land that should have never been farmed, and it should be put back to its natural state. And so that's what's being carried out. They're effectively carrying out that plan. And you know, you've got total control by a radical left in the state of California. They're just simply running the state out of water, and it's pure stupidity. And look, you've got other places, Arizona, places like that. They just don't have the amount of water. You have to remember the Sierra Nevada mountain range, and the water that flows into that San Joaquin Sacramento Delta, that's more water than what's in the Colorado River.
Eric Ekdahl is the deputy director of the State Water Board's Division of Water Rights. The decision, according to the LA Times, will be made on August 3rd. If I understand, if approved, the order would be implemented first with junior water rights holders, then more senior water rights holders, and then the most senior. According to Eric Ekdahl, the board believes more than 10,000 water rights holders would be affected, with their water largely being used for agriculture and irrigation purposes. Some municipal, industrial, and commercial entities could also be affected. Devin, that's food, right? That water turns into food. That food is critical for food security in the U.S. and elsewhere. You sell all that food at great profit, and the people who buy it are very happy to have it. Is not that a consideration to cut off the food security?
Well, it's preposterous, and it's been preposterous, and it's been ongoing. But as long as the people get fake news fed to them, they just sit in their house and they go, oh, golly shucks, it's a drought. I guess we don't have any water. It must be global warming. But the reality is it's not, John. And the fact is that not only this is, I was just in Indiana over the weekend, beautiful farmland. It's all corn and soybeans, as you're well aware of, all over the Midwest. But what's in California, the San Joaquin Valley, it's very, very different. We grow over 300 different crops. So it's almost anything you can think of not only grows there, but grows in large quantities and very high quality. That's why you will see things like almonds. The best almonds in the world come from in my backyard. The best pistachios in the world come in my backyard. You see some of the best plums and peaches and nectarines come from there. And largely it's because in the summertime, it doesn't rain. So you don't have those horrific, massive weather events, that you would see in the Midwest with big thunderstorms and high winds. In the valley, it's simply just sunshine and dry, and so that things grow quickly and they grow without being damaged. So that's really the difference between what you see in the San Joaquin Valley. There's not too many places in the world. Well, there's nowhere in the world that is the size and scope of the San Joaquin Valley. There are small pockets in the world that have similar types of growing capabilities. Like, for example, in Chile, there's some valleys that are very similar, but they're much smaller. And there's also, you've heard of they call it the salad bowl, the Salinas Valley, that's just south of Silicon Valley. That's a small valley and they grow a lot of vegetables there. It doesn't get as warm, but it's very conducive to things like strawberries and lettuce and things of that nature. So this is, it's frightening to see. It's what drove me into politics. The Trump administration actually changed some of those rules. Newsom went to the court immediately to stop it. So he's actually responsible partly for a water shortage because he's stopping it. The Biden administration wants to roll back those changes. So this is self-induced drought done on purpose to curtail and take that farmland out permanently. And actually, John, to stop development. That's the goal of the Radical Greens. For the first time in California's history, we lost people last year. People are moving out of the state. And they're moving out of state by design. It was by design.
Devin, is there no appeal here? Is the state water board capable of initiating these changes and there's no pushback? You don't go to court? You don't stop them?
Well, I'm sure there will be some lawsuits. But, you know, the challenge has been a lot of these water boards that used to have been made up with, you know, old time water engineers and guys that understood how water moves, people that worked in these water projects, those guys are either long gone, either no longer with us, moved out of state, or just got so fed up they don't want to serve on these boards. And because the Democrats have such one-party control, the people that get on all the water boards and the water districts throughout the state of California now pay homage to the global warming gods and the radical greens. So, I mean, you literally have people running these boards who don't know where their water comes from. You have people in Los Angeles that really rely not just on the Sierra Nevada water from the San Joaquin Valley that gets pumped over the outside the valley and down into Los Angeles. Also water coming from the Colorado River, famous Chinatown movie and story, the Owens Valley. So they get water from all those places, but you have people on the water boards in Los Angeles claiming that they don't need any of this water, that they're just going to recycle it all. Well, I don't know. I guess they're going to drink their own toilet water and they think that they can do it. And then there's some people who say, well, we can get it out of the ocean, but the California Coastal Commission, rarely approves those. Not to mention, as we discussed, on your show, I think a few weeks ago, Diablo nuclear power plant, the last power plant, it's 10% of the energy. We have the highest electricity in the rates of the country and we're having brownouts. So how are you going to convert seawater to drinking water?
Is this a debate in Sacramento? Is this something the governor answers questions about, reducing water? Because this is food, Devin. This isn't drinking water. This is food for the country.
I know it's hard to believe, John, but we basically have no media. I mean, the only place that people are going to find this information is if they listen to your podcast or my podcast or listen to the few Republicans that are out there talking sense. There's just every lever of government. Nearly every court, they're all radical greens on there. And they simply, I hate to say it, they simply don't care. This has been an issue for a long time. You could see it coming. And I'll just say again, you know, when they have the propaganda media that's putting this out there, you know, going, oh my God, 2 years of drought. Well, it's because they worship at the cult, the global warming cult. They love this because it fits their purposes. The narrative fits the purpose. To have people move out of state, shut the farms down, get the people out of the mountains and shut down the industry. That's what they want and that's what they're getting and that's why people are leaving the state.
Congressman Devin Nunes, 22 California, the San Joaquin Valley, the bread and fruit basket of the solar system. The book is Countdown to Socialism. Devin Nunes is the author. The audiobook is narrated by Larry Wayne. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.